Vancouver, the Better Business Bureau in British Columbia is warning Taylor Swift fans of scams ahead of the superstar's Vancouver concerts, highlighting one case in which a social media profile was allegedly hacked and used to sell fake tickets. It says $2,000 was stolen from fans hoping to attend the shows, which will be at BC Place on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The warning comes after police in Toronto last month arrested a woman for allegedly selling about $70,000 worth of fake Swift tickets ahead of the concerts there. The Better Business Bureau said in a news release on Monday that the case in BC was reported on its scam tracker database. It said the complainant, who wasn't identified, reported that scammers took over her social media profile and used its messaging function to trick people into buying non-existent concert tickets. The Bureau said people needed to be vigilant when buying tickets online, especially for major events such as Swift's concerts that could be a hotspot for scammers. It advised fans to buy tickets from trusted vendors or reputable brokers while also double-checking with sellers about the ticket's authenticity even if they are a friend or an acquaintance. Using credit cards for the purchase may also grant consumers some protection, the Bureau said. If someone claims to be selling tickets to a sold-out concert just before the date or at an amazing price, think twice, it said. Scammers love to prey on fans of any artist or sporting event by claiming to have impossible to get tickets for them. Swift's three sold-out shows at Vancouver's BC Place end her record-breaking Eras tour. As the city prepared for thousands of fans to descend, transit operator TransLink said Monday it would provide extra bus, SkyTrain, and SeaBus services on all three concert nights. It said the West Coast Express commuter train would also run on Saturday, leaving Mission, BC at 4 p.m. to head into the city and then returning from Vancouver's waterfront station at midnight. The statement said fans could expect a sing-along on the SeaBus and live performances at Stadium Chinatown SkyTrain station near BC Place, with extra staff working to help manage crowds. TransLink spokeswoman Tina Lovegreen said friendship bracelets would be handed out to riders. We're going to maximize frequency and maximize capacity to get customers to and from the concerts safely and swiftly as possible, she said. Lovegreen said more transit police, security guards, and transit volunteers would work on the three concert nights. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 2, 2024. The Canadian Press.